Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases-telefónicas.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
No excuses. Good morning and welcome to another episode of No Excuses. This is Fitz. It's Monday morning and it's time for No Excuses. It's time for English. We're going to start with the infamous so versus such routine. Infamous, what's infamous? So you have famous, which is famoso. Infamous is notorious. Notorious. Something that is notorious. So we're going to start with so and such. The plate is too hot to handle. The plate is so hot I can't handle it. Such, it's such a hot plate I can't handle it. Now you can include that. You can say it's such a hot plate that I can't handle it, but I prefer you to keep it simple. The fewer words you use, the fewer mistakes you're going to make. All right? So, the plate is too hot to handle. So, the plate is so hot, I can't handle it. Make sure you pronounce the T in the negative of can't. The plate is so hot, I can't handle it. Such. It's such a hot plate, I can't handle it. It's such a hot plate, I can't handle it. The man was very old. He couldn't walk. The man was very old. He couldn't walk. So, the man was so old, he couldn't walk. The man was so old, he couldn't walk. Such. He was such an old man that he couldn't walk. He was such an old man that he couldn't walk. By the way, a more polite way of saying old is elderly. The elderly man. The elderly man. The day is too cold for us to play tennis. The day is too cold for us to play tennis. Such. It's such a cold day. It's such a cold day. We can't play tennis. It's such a cold day. We can't play tennis. So, the day is so cold. We can't play tennis. The day is so cold. We can't play tennis. The runner is too slow to win the race. Too slow. The runner is too slow to win the race. So, the runner is so slow, he can't win the race. Or the runner is so slow, she can't win the race. Or he's such a slow runner, he can't win the race. Or she's such a slow runner, she can't win the race. The man is too short to play basketball. The man is too short to play basketball. So, the man is so short, he can't play basketball. The man is so short, he can't play basketball. Such. He's such a short man, he can't play basketball. He's such a short man, he can't play basketball. The exam is too long for me to finish on time. The exam is too long for me to finish on time. So, the exam is so long, I can't finish on time. The exam is so long, I can't finish on time. You can say the exam is so long I can't finish it on time, but you don't have to. And again, keep it simple. The exam is so long I can't finish on time. Such. It's such a long exam I can't finish on time. It's such a long exam I can't finish on time. The steak, filete, steak, not stick. The steak, so stick is palo. The steak is too tough for me to eat. We use the word tough for meat. We don't say hard, tough. The steak is too tough for me to eat. So, the steak is so tough, I can't eat it. The steak is so tough, I can't eat it. Such. It's such a tough steak, I can't eat it. It's such a tough steak, I can't eat it. The man is too fat to get into the car. The man is too fat to get into the car. So, the man is so fat, he can't get into the car. The man is so fat, he can't get into the car. Such. He's such a fat man, he can't get into the car. It reminds me of a scene in one of my favorite TV series, The Sopranos, where John Saccharomone, better known as Johnny Sack, who's from the New York crime family, he buys a Maserati, a two-door Maserati, and he meets they're friends, but they're not really friends, because they compete with each other. They're enemies, really. Really, they're enemies. But they pretend to be friends because they're business associates more than friends. And so Tony Soprano is played by James Gandolfini, who was a big, big man and quite overweight. And he gets into the car. And of course, getting into a car like that is difficult for a big man. So the man is too fat to get into the car. So the man is so fat, he can't get into the car. He's such a fat man, he can't get into the car. He's such a fat man, he can't get into the car. The movie was very bad. I left in the middle. The movie was very bad. I left in the middle. So, the movie was so bad, I left in the middle. The movie was so bad, I left in the middle. It was such a bad movie, I left in the middle. It was such a bad movie, I left in the middle. Movie also, film, which most Irish people pronounce as film, with two syllables, but it's correctly pronounced film. The meeting was very boring. I fell asleep. A lot of students make the mistake of thinking this is I felt asleep. No. I fell, as in the verb to fall. Every day I fall, yesterday I fell, lately I've fallen. Every day I feel, yesterday I felt, lately I've felt. So fall, fell, fallen. The meeting was very boring. I fell asleep. So, the meeting was so boring, I fell asleep. The meeting was so boring, I fell asleep. It was such a boring meeting, I fell asleep. It was such a boring meeting, I fell asleep. You know, a big difference, we often talk about this, I think I might have mentioned this last week, between English-speaking business culture and Spanish business culture, is the duration of meetings. Many companies in Britain, States, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, they put a time limit on their meetings. 30 minutes, 45 minutes maximum. And what happens? Is the work not done? No, the work is done. It's just more efficient meetings. Less time is wasted because you're against the clock. The suitcase, not suitcase, the suitcase was very heavy. I couldn't carry it. The suitcase was very heavy. I couldn't carry it. So the suitcase was so heavy, I couldn't carry it. The suitcase was so heavy, I couldn't carry it. It was such a heavy suitcase, I couldn't carry it. It was such a heavy suitcase, I couldn't carry it. The water was extremely, the water was extremely cold, I couldn't swim in it. The water was extremely cold, I couldn't swim in it. It was such extremely cold water, I couldn't swim in it. It was such extremely cold water, I couldn't swim in it. So, the water was so extremely cold, I couldn't swim in it. The water was so extremely cold, I couldn't swim in it. Russian is very difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it. Russian is very difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it. Russian is so difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it. Russian is so difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it. It's such a difficult language. It took me 5 years to learn it. It's such a difficult language. It took me 5 years to learn it. Now, I got an email yesterday from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine from my home, who grew up just a few streets away from me, Michael O'Sullivan. And it was a piece about Vladimir Lenin, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, known as Lenin. I haven't been able to find where the nickname or the nom de guerre of Lenin came from, but maybe it came from because he was Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, so maybe somehow Ilyich Ulyanov became Lenin, so he was known as Lenin. And Lenin spoke English, apparently, and there's always been a story that he spoke English with an Irish accent. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but someone like the author H.G. Wells, who met him in the early 20s and who was English. H.G. Wells wrote The War of the World, The War of the Worlds, and he wrote The Invisible Man. and he said that he noted an Irish accent. And so the theory is that he had an Irish teacher, someone who taught, an Irish man who taught him English. No evidence, but as a good friend of, another good friend of mine says, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. So, back to Russia. Russian is very difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it. So, Russian is so difficult, it took me 5 years to learn it. It's such a difficult language, it took me 5 years to learn it. The bed was very hard. I couldn't sleep on it. Now, you can sleep in a bed, you can sleep on a bed. The difference typically being, on the bed means you're outside the blankets, you're on top of the clothes. In means you're underneath. So, the bed was very hard. I couldn't sleep on it. So, the bed was so hard, I couldn't sleep on it. It was such a hard bed, I couldn't sleep on it. It was such a hard bed, I couldn't sleep on it. The day was beautiful. I decided to take a walk. The day was beautiful. I decided to take a walk. Such. It was such a beautiful day, I decided to take a walk. It was such a beautiful day, I decided to take a walk. Later on, we're going to play you A Beautiful Day by U2. And so I was prompted for two reasons. First of all, this sentence, the day was beautiful, I decided to take a walk. The day was so beautiful, I decided to take a walk. It was such a beautiful day, I decided to take a walk. And because today is Monday and we need to have our spirits lifted. It really drives me crazy. I come to work. Usually on Monday, I'm, you know, like any other day, I'm in pretty good spirits. And I come in and I meet one of my colleagues and I say, good morning, ¿qué tal? And they say, pues de lunes. And I think, oh my God, you've just burst my bubble. So the course, be careful of this word, course, C-O-U-R-S-E, course, not course. The course was difficult. I didn't pass it. The course was difficult. I didn't pass it. So the course was so difficult. I didn't pass it. The course was so difficult, I didn't pass it. It was such a difficult course, I didn't pass it. It was such a difficult course, I didn't pass it. All right, let's continue with some more. So, such, so that, like, and as. This is from a translation book I highly recommend to you. Now the summer is coming, and hopefully you've been doing Vaughan classes and Vaughan courses, and you're thinking, but I want to take a break from my English during the summer. Okay, I understand that. But there's a great, one of the most renowned personal trainers in the world that a friend of mine mentioned to me yesterday. His name is Stephen Zim, Z-I-M. And this guy is a personal trainer to a lot of Hollywood stars where he prepares them physically for films they're going to be in. And he says that what he wants is that people spend no more than 20 minutes a day in the gym or 20 minutes a day doing exercise. He says, you must do it. The best thing to do is to go to the gym or to do exercise about 4 hours after you've eaten so that you're burning off fat. Now, this is something I'm actually going to try. This is a good piece of advice. But he says 20 minutes a day of exercise. And the same with English. About 20 minutes a day. So what can you do? You think, you know, I've been attending classes. I can't attend for family reasons, for time reasons, for money reasons. I can't attend more classes. Okay, fair enough. Now, recommendation number one, if it's impossible for you to attend classes, the Vaughan online course, €99 for a whole year, massive amounts of content. I think we calculated it somewhere between 30 and 50 cents per day, €99 per year. And you can use it whenever you want. And you can use it in the car, and you can use it when you're in the gym, because it's full of audio, and I highly recommend that. Now, what else do I recommend? I recommend the book Speak Up, which is what I'm about to use right now. It's focused translation lists. You also have the translation booklet, and you can download the audio. I highly recommend that, for example. Now, no matter what, you cannot beat a good class with a great Vaughan teacher. And maybe you say, yeah, but I can't do 3 months. I can't do 3 months. Maybe you could do a week. You sign up for our Impact program. So you go to groupofbogan.com, you call up the number, whatever part of the country you're in, and we'll sell you a 1 week course, 3 hours per day. Highly, highly recommended. In the meantime, this is a list on so and such from the Speak Up book. So here we go. Estas listas son tan aburridas que me deprimo. Estas listas son tan aburridas que me deprimo. These lists are so boring that I get depressed. These lists are so boring that I get depressed. Now, speaking of boring, and the some people say, what do you look for in your teachers? Well, a teacher cannot be boring. And most boring teachers don't know that they're boring. They probably think they're really interesting, but they talk too much. The most boring teacher I ever had was so boring he was actually fascinating because he was so boring. He was a geography teacher, and I love geography. And he was almost like a robot. And his way of teaching was the following. And he was paid to do this. This was how he taught. This was mid-1980s in Ireland. There were probably between 30 and 35 boys in the class. It was a geography class, like I said. So we had a book, the course book recommended by the Department of Education. And this was how he taught. He would come into the class, open your books, boys. And we would open our books. He didn't know any of our names, not one of us. He called us all son, hijo. And he would always begin with the guy who was on the top left of the class, top front desk, to the teacher's right, but on the front left of the class. And he would say, read the first paragraph. And that guy would read out loud the first paragraph. So you didn't have to pay attention at all, because he was never random, because the next guy that he chose was the guy sitting next to him, and he read the second paragraph. And then the next guy sitting behind the first guy read the third paragraph, and the guy sitting behind the second guy read the fourth paragraph, and so on. And so no more than six or seven people ever spoke in the class. And so we learned as students just to pretend to pay attention, because this man could be very severe. So you pretended to pay attention. You didn't move. You didn't eat sweets. You didn't talk to the guy next to you. But of course, you weren't paying attention at all. And it was incredibly boring. Incredibly, incredibly boring. And it must have been boring for him. But he did the same thing class after class. There was no teaching of any kind, no learning of any kind. So we just read this book. We just read the book. And he did maintain discipline in the class because he was, like I said, he could be a violent man. It was a time when there was still violence was allowed. But it was incredibly boring. Incredibly boring. So these lists are so boring that I get depressed. Son listas tan aburridas que me deprimo. Son listas tan aburridas que me deprimo. They are such boring lists that I get depressed. They are such boring lists that I get depressed. La película fue tan mala que me fui. La película fue tan mala que me fui. The film was so bad that I left. The movie was so bad that I left. Fue una película tan mala que me fui. Fue una película tan mala que me fui. It was such a bad film that I left. It was such a bad film that I left. El coche era tan caro que no lo compré. El coche era tan caro que no lo compré. The car was so expensive that I didn't buy it. The car was so expensive that I didn't buy it. Era un coche tan caro que no lo compré. Era un coche tan caro que no lo compré. It was such an expensive car that I didn't buy it. It was such an expensive car that I didn't buy it. Nunca he visto a una persona tan testaruda. Nunca he visto a una persona tan testaruda. I've never seen such a stubborn man. Stubborn. I've never seen such a stubborn man. Nunca he tomado una paella tan buena. Nunca he tomado una paella tan buena. I've never had such a good paella. Although if you listen to the good chefs now, of course, they say paella. I've never had such a good paella. There was a huge controversy a few years ago. Jamie Oliver, who's one of the most famous TV chefs in Britain, he made a paella with chorizo. Now, he knew what he was doing. He knew he was going to get a lot of publicity because a lot of Spanish people particularly objected to this, but he knew he was going to get some notoriety. He was going to become infamous. It's a bit of a cheap way to become famous, but I suppose if you're in his world, you need to promote yourself. There's a lot of competition with other chefs who are really, there's not that much difference really between them. Gano dinero para que tú lo puedas gastar. Gana Sorry, gano dinero para que tú lo puedas gastar. I earn money so that you can spend it. I earn money so that you can spend it. You can also say here, I earn money so you can spend it. I earn money so you can spend it. He venido para que me puedas ayudar. He venido para que me puedas ayudar. I've come so that you can help me. I've come so that you can help me. Or, I've come so you can help me. I've come so you can help me. Estoy aprendiendo inglés para que pueda mejorar mi posición. Estoy aprendiendo inglés para que pueda mejorar mi posición. I'm learning English so that I can improve my position. I'm learning English so that I can improve my position. This is why most people come to Vaughan Systems. So that either within their current company or because they want to change jobs, they need to have a better level of English. And we'll get this for you. You come to us more than any other company, more than any other competitor, we'll get this. We won't give you a certificate, but we will give you improvement. Now, is it guaranteed? It depends on you too, because you have to work. You can come to class, but you do no extra work, you won't improve. You come to class, you do what the teacher says, you attend as much as you can, you do your homework, you'll improve. But it's not one-way traffic. It's you and the teacher. Lo hacemos para que ellos no se quejen. Lo hacemos para que ellos no se quejen. We do it so that they don't complain. We do it so that they don't complain, or we do it so they don't complain. My recommendation is without that. Make it simple on yourself. We do it so they don't complain. Trabajo como profesor. Trabajo como profesor. I work as a teacher, meaning I am a teacher. I work as a teacher. Trabajo como un esclavo. Trabajo como un esclavo. I work like a slave. I work like a slave. One of my favorite questions from our placement test, which you could call level test, but really it's a placement test to see which group you should be in, is a question the teacher asks, where the teacher says, ask me if I work as a dog or like a dog. Do you work as a dog or like a dog? Now, if I work as a dog, then I actually am a dog. If I work like a dog, it means I work really hard. So, trabajo como profesor. I work as a teacher. I work as a teacher. Trabajo como un esclavo. Trabajo como un esclavo. I work like a slave. Like a slave. Estoy aquí como representante de Pedro. Estoy aquí como representante de Pedro. I'm here as Pedro's representative. I'm here as Pedro's representative. Estoy aquí como una especie de asesor. Estoy aquí como una especie de asesor. I'm here like a kind of advisor. Sorry, I'm here as a kind of advisor. I'm here as a kind of advisor. Os hablo como miembro del comité asesor. Os hablo como miembro del comité asesor. I'm speaking to you as a member of the advisory committee. I'm speaking to you as a member of the advisory committee. Él habla como un niño. Él habla como un niño. He talks like a child. He speaks like a child. Él habla como si supiera lo que pasó. Él habla como si supiera lo que pasó. He talks as if he knew what happened. He talks as if he knew what happened. Él habla como yo. Él habla como yo. He talks like me. He speaks like me. He talks like me. Están como nosotros. Están como nosotros. They are like us. They are like us. Son tan altos como nosotros. Son tan altos como nosotros. They are as tall as we are. They are as tall as we are. Conforme avanzas, te darás cuenta de que es fácil. Conforme avanzas, te darás cuenta de que es fácil. As you advance, you will realize that it's easy. As you advance, you will realize that it's easy. A medida de que te hagas más mayor, tendrás que conformarte a más reglas. A medida de que hagas más mayor, tendrás que conformarte a más reglas. As you get older, you will have to conform to more rules. As you get older, you will have to conform to more rules. Es como si estuviéramos sin gravedad. Es como si estuviéramos sin gravedad. It's as if we were without gravity. It's as if we were without gravity. And we've got a minute to squeeze in some vocabulary. Ganga o chollo. Ganga Ochoyo, Bargain, hard G and bargain, even though it's spelled bargain, bargain. Nvidia, Nvidia, envy, envy, the green-eyed monster. Consultura, consultura, fluently, with a T in there, fluently. Pegamento, pegamento, glue, glue. Amitad de camino, amitad de camino, halfway, I'll meet you halfway. That can be used in negotiation. I'll meet you halfway. I want 20, you want 40, I'll meet you halfway, we'll go for 30. Infarto, infarto, heart attack. Heart attack, a good expression in English is a heart attack on a plate. So imagine you have a plate of chorizo, fried eggs, morcilla, which we call black pudding, bacon, pancetta, and somebody would say, whoa, my friend, that's a heart attack on a plate. Mal educado, impolite, impolite, bad mannered, en contexto, in context, put it in context. Jugo o zumo, juice, juice. Inferior o más bajo, lower. That one is lower than yours, lower, lower the tax rate. Milagro, milagro, miracle, miracle. Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la ciudad universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and very welcome back to the program, or welcome to the program if you're just joining us. This is No Excuses, this is Fitz, and it's Monday, so we should celebrate Mondays. Like I said earlier in the program, sometimes I come to work on a Monday morning, I'm in good spirits, I'm motivated, I'm ready for the day. I meet one of my colleagues and I'd say, ¿qué tal? Where's the lunes? And I think, oh God, really? Seriously? Come on, it's a state of mind. Marcus Aurelius said you choose your attitude when you wake up in the morning. So you can choose to say, well, it's Monday, how awful. Or you can choose to say, it's Monday, I'm alive. I'm alive. Good, I'm alive. I'm not under the ground somewhere. So we're going to celebrate this with a little bit of Irish music. I'm sure you've heard this song many times. Beautiful Day by U2. So Nacho, take it away.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel that it's a beautiful day. So let it get away on the road. But you got in the mind, in the maze of her imagination, your love is done. Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen, it's U2 and Beautiful Day. U2, which of course was a spy plane during the Cold War. A very famous spy plane that was one, at least one, was shot down over Russia. They were capable of flying at great heights, and at least one was shot down. And the pilot, Gary Powers, became a captive and was held captive for many years by the Soviets until he was traded from a Russian spy on the other side. That was where they got their name. Four guys from Dublin. Bono, whose real name is Paul Hewson. He got his name Bono from a hearing aid device that he saw one time called Bonavox. But he's Bonavox, but he decided to call himself Bono. And then you have The Edge, who's the guitarist, whose real name is David Evans, from a Welsh family. I think he might have been born in Wales, but grew up in Dublin. Then you have the drummer Larry Mullen, who actually was the person who started the band. Larry Mullen Jr., he put an ad on a notice board, I think, in the school they all went to. They all went to the same school. Mount Temple School, I think, in Dublin, a private school. So sometimes Bono has tried to give the impression that he came from a working class family. He did not. He came from a normal middle class family. And then finally, Adam Clayton, who is who's the bass player. So these guys have known each other probably for 50, well, close on, getting, I suppose getting, no, maybe not 50 years, but certainly 45. And that song was to lift you up a little bit. It's a Monday morning. It's a beautiful day. Let's choose a good attitude for the day. Let's continue with Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, list number 16. Philosophia. Philosophia, philosophy. Emphasis on the second syllable. Philosophy, philosophy. What's the philosophy of this company? Well, the philosophy of this company is, first of all, to have great teachers and to motivate people. Not so much to teach you, but to motivate you. Because learning a language is difficult. It's not easy. We know that. Plenty of our competitors will tell you, oh no, learn English in 3 months. Learn English with 500 words. Nonsense. It's hard, but it can be a lot of fun. Our students and teachers have a lot of fun in class, but it's tough. It's like a good training session with a good team. You read, for example, right now about the Italian team in this European Championships, which is managed by Roberto Mancini. And Roberto Mancini managed in England and was somewhat successful, but he had a reputation for getting into disputes with his players. And maybe he was a younger man then. Maybe he's learned, but it seems that you look at this Italian team and they seem to be enjoying themselves when they get out there. So they're working hard. They're training hard. They're tough games, but it's a classic Italian team built on a very good goalkeeper. Three really classic Italian central defenders, tall, slim. You have Bonucci there. You've got Chiellini. Chiellini's a tough looking guy. He's injured, but I hope he makes it back. He's a great, great player. So, of course, they build their success in having a phenomenal defense. Great, skillful players, great, great forwards. They have Immobile there. They have great midfielders. And, they're probably the best team to watch so far, but also Germany. The Germany-Portugal game at the weekend was highly entertaining. 4-2 was the final score. So the philosophy of this company is, first of all, we get great teachers. We correct every mistake that you make. We make you repeat. We make you work hard, but we have fun with you. Because learning a language is not easy. It is difficult. But if you have a good teacher, it can be an amazing experience. That's really what we sell to you, is an experience. Preciso o exacto. Preciso o exacto. Precise. I need the precise number. I need you to be precise. They pass the ball precisely. La prensa. La prensa, the press. The press. Explorar. Explorar. To explore. To explore. Vestirse. Using get. Vestirse. To get dressed. What time do you get dressed every morning? How long does it take you to get dressed? I've never actually timed myself getting dressed. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Because people say, how long does it take you to get dressed? And you might say, it takes me 10 minutes. But you might surprise yourself. Maybe it takes more. Maybe it takes less. Reunirse. Reunirse. Also using get. To get together. Let's get together next week. Let's get together on Saturday. It can be a business meeting, or it can be a social meeting. Importar. Importar. Import. Import. To import. Bromear. Bromear. To joke. Stop joking around. I'm joking. Tell us a joke. This is a joke. So it can be used also in this way you use it in Spanish to say something is negative. Ah, come on, this is a joke. Juzgar. Juzgar, judge. In the Bible it says judge, no. Judge not, lest ye be judged. And of course it's the Bible, it's Old English. So basically, don't judge in case you yourself will be judged. So judge not, and you say what? So in English you didn't always use auxiliary verbs? It was easier. It was, yeah. Judge not. You could start speaking like this if you want to, it would sound strange. So judge not. Judge not. Judge not lest ye be judged. Fingir. Fingir. Pretend. Pretend. Beneficiarse de. Beneficiarse de. To profit from. To profit from. Inaceptable. Inaceptable. Unacceptable. This is unacceptable. 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 Now, I would highly recommend to you to improve your fluency is to practice speaking out loud when you're on your own, when you're in the car, particularly. Say sentences to yourself. Say words like this, because this is a difficult word. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. So there's a lot of syllables. Unacceptable. 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 Keep saying to yourself, it's unacceptable. Is it unacceptable? Is it unacceptable? Isn't it unacceptable? It isn't unacceptable. That those form changes are very good for personal practice with improving your fluency. Even if you just keep saying those sentences to yourself as you drive along, it's unacceptable. It's not unacceptable, because it's easier to say it's not than it isn't. You can achieve a better, cleaner accent with it's not. It's not unacceptable. Is it unacceptable? Is it unacceptable? Isn't it unacceptable? And you keep repeating that to yourself. Now you'll notice over time your fluency gets better and better with that self-practice, speaking to yourself. Ganador. Ganador. Winner. Like at the Oscars. And the winner is in the category of Best Picture. Because they don't say Best Film, they say Best Picture. Best Actor. Best Actor in a Leading Role. Best Actress in a Leading Role. Best Actor and Actress in a Supporting Role. Best Foreign Language Picture. There we go. The winner is. All right, let's do a bit of practice with to be used to and to get used to and also used to. So we start off with used to in the meeting in the past. So, for example, I will say, Ronnie doesn't live with his parents anymore. And you say, Ronnie used to live with his parents. So Ronnie doesn't live with his parents anymore. Ronnie used to live with his parents. Ronnie used to live with his parents. Ines doesn't think about her boyfriend all the time like before. Ines doesn't think about her boyfriend all the time like before. Ines used to think about her boyfriend all the time. Ines used to think about her boyfriend all the time. Now she doesn't think about him. Now she doesn't think about him all the time like before. She used to think about him all the time. Sounds like her boyfriend's in trouble there. She used to think about him all the time. Pierre doesn't work in the evenings in the ministry anymore. Pierre doesn't work in the evenings in the ministry anymore. You might say, who are these people? Ronnie, Ines, Pierre, Natasha. They're all members of the Vaughan World gang. These are people, fictional characters written by Richard about 2 decades ago. And they're in a great book, which I highly recommend again if you're looking for something to study and work on during the summer. Vaughan World. These books come with CDs, and somewhere in your house you still have a CD player. I notice a lot of cars don't have them anymore, but you can probably download it onto something somewhere and listen to it. And they're very good for helping you with verb tenses. They start off with the present simple, they move on to present perfect, past perfect, present continuous, future with will, future with going to. So these characters, Ronnie Perkins, Ines Garcia, Pierre Monet, Natasha, she's Russian, I can't remember her last name right now. So, Pierre doesn't work in the evenings in the ministry anymore. Pierre used to work in the ministry in the evenings. Or in the evenings in the ministry. Pierre used to work in the evenings in the ministry. Pierre used to work in the evenings in the ministry. Natasha doesn't think it's impossible to travel abroad anymore. Natasha doesn't think it's impossible to travel abroad anymore. Natasha used to think it was impossible to travel abroad. Natasha used to think it was impossible to travel abroad. Margaret Thatcher isn't the Prime Minister of Britain anymore. Britain. Margaret Thatcher isn't the Prime Minister of Britain anymore. Margaret Thatcher used to be. She used to be the Prime Minister of Britain. David Cameron used to be the Prime Minister of Britain. John Major used to be the Prime Minister of Britain. Tony Blair used to be the Prime Minister of Britain. Theresa May used to be the Prime Minister of Britain. Gordon Brown used to be the Prime Minister of Britain. I think they're, apart from Margaret Thatcher died, but I think the others, they are the living former Prime Ministers of Britain or former Prime Ministers of the United Kingdom. Maradona, the late great Maradona, isn't the best football player in the world anymore. Maradona isn't the best football player in the world anymore. Maradona used to be the best football player in the world. Maradona used to be the best football player in the world. The late. When someone has died, we would say the late. The late Maradona. The late, great Diego Armando Maradona. It doesn't snow as often as it did before. It doesn't snow as often as it did before. It used to snow more often. It used to snow more often. He doesn't smoke as much as he did before. He doesn't smoke as much as he did before. He used to smoke more often. He used to smoke more often. Now, let's do the other used to, which is to become or to get accustomed to be used to get used to. So, for example, here, I'll say, Nigel is accustomed to living well. And you will say Nigel is used to living well. Nigel is used to living well. Nigel is accustomed to living well. Nigel is used to living well. Nigel is used to living well. Ronnie, who's actually Nigel's son, Ronnie Perkins, is another character from Vaughan World. Ronnie is accustomed to asking his father for money. Ronnie is accustomed to asking his father for money. Ronnie is used to asking his father for money. Ronnie is used to asking his father for money. It took me a long time to get accustomed to Spanish food. It took me a long time to get accustomed to Spanish food. It took me a long time to get used to Spanish food. It took me a long time to get used to Spanish food. This is not true, by the way. I got to like Spanish food and got used to it really quickly. I got used to Spanish food really, really quickly. It took me a long time. Sorry. Don't worry, you'll get accustomed to it. Don't worry, you'll get accustomed to it. Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Don't worry, you'll get used to it. I can't get accustomed to married life. Married, two syllables, married. I can't get accustomed to married life. I can't get used to married life. I can't get used to married life. Aquí, another character from the Vaughan World, Aquí Morita. Aquí is getting accustomed to working in Louisiana. Aquí is getting accustomed to working in Louisiana. Aquí is getting used to working in Louisiana. Aquí is getting used to working in Louisiana. Louisiana. You'll understand me better once you get accustomed to my accent. You'll understand me better once you get accustomed to my accent. You'll understand me better once you get used to my accent. Once you get used to my accent. You'll understand me better once you get used to my accent. Philip never gets accustomed to traveling in his job. Philip never gets accustomed to traveling in his job. Philip never gets used to traveling in his job. Philip never gets used to traveling in his job. Nancy is accustomed to dealing with a lot of different people. Nancy is accustomed to dealing with a lot of different people. Nancy is used to dealing with a lot of different people. Nancy is used to dealing with a lot of different people. Different. Even though it's spelled different. 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 My sister is accustomed to decorating restaurants. My sister is accustomed to decorating restaurants. My sister is used to decorating restaurants. My sister is used to decorating restaurants. Two syllables. Restaurants. Different restaurants. As soon as you get accustomed to the food, you'll enjoy Spain. You'll enjoy Spain. Link enjoy Spain together. As soon as you get accustomed to the food, you'll enjoy Spain. As soon as you get used to the food, you'll enjoy Spain. As soon as you get used to the food, you'll enjoy Spain. How long did it take you to get accustomed to the Madrid accent? How long did it take you to get accustomed to the Madrid accent? How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent? How long did it take you to get used to the Madrid accent? Well, it took me quite a while because people in Madrid, Madrileños, speak quickly. And then some people, Maybe more in the south of the city, you get the Eche. Eche. And that's hard to understand. And of course, at the beginning, you hear words like elau. Quiero un elau. And I remember thinking, I wonder what un elau is. And again, you try to find it in a dictionary, you can't find it. And then suddenly you realize, ah, elau is helado. Which then, of course, makes you think, ah, there's so many words in which that same elision is made. Elau is helado. Yep, there you go. This is what happens when you start listening to a language passively and actively, which again, I highly recommend. But you listen to real English interviews, for example. Podcasts can be very good, but you only usually have one voice. But interviews on YouTube, where you get people speaking with real accents. Anything is good to listen to, but mix it up, mix it a little bit. Not just podcasts, but also interviews. If you're not accustomed to the music, it sounds strange. If you're not accustomed to the music, it sounds strange. If you're not used to the music, it sounds strange. If you're not used to the music, it sounds strange. It took me a month to get accustomed to it. It took me a month to get accustomed to it. It took me a month to get used to it. It took me a month to get used to it. I'm accustomed to working in a large organization. I'm accustomed to working in a large organization. I'm used to working in a large organization. I'm used to working in a large organization. This was my case before I came to work here. I'd spent 10 years working in a bank where there were probably maybe 12,000 employees. Now, did I know all of them? Of course I did not. But you were used to working in a large organization with a lot of procedures, with a lot of processes, which can be good, but it can be bad, but it gave you good training in how to deal with other people, how to deal with colleagues, how to deal with clients and customers. I'm accustomed to the people here. I'm accustomed to the people here. I'm used to the people here. I'm used to the people here. All right, let's do a bit of translation work based on this. This again is from the Speak Up book. I highly recommend this to you again. It does come with an audio and it's great to practice during the summer holidays. So, no estoy acostumbrado a la disciplina. No estoy acostumbrado a la disciplina. I'm not used to discipline. I'm not used to discipline. Not to the discipline, to discipline, because it's a concept. You don't use the definite article. I'm not used to discipline. I'm not used to discipline. Antes hacía lo que quería. Antes hacía lo que quería. Lo que quería. I used to do whatever I wanted. I used to do whatever I wanted. Supongo que me tendré que acostumbrar. Supongo que me tendré que acostumbrar. I guess I'll have to get used to it. I suppose I'll have to get used to it. I guess is more American English. I suppose more British Irish English. I guess I'll have to get used to it. I suppose I'll have to get used to it. No estoy acostumbrado a esta clase de gente. No estoy acostumbrado a esta clase de gente. I'm not used to this kind of people. I'm not used to this kind of people. I'm not used to this type of people. You could say, I'm not used to this class of people, but more likely kind or type. Antes la gente me temía. Antes la gente me temía. People used to fear me. People used to fear me. And you might say, why not the people? Because you're talking about all people. Antes me respetaban. Antes me respetaban. They used to respect me. Respect. They used to respect me. Yo antes era rico y famoso. Yo antes era rico y famoso. I used to be rich and famous. I used to be rich and famous. Ahora todo ha cambiado. Ahora todo ha cambiado. Now everything has changed. Everything. Everything. Now everything has changed. Everything has changed. Tendré que acostumbrarme a vivir en la cárcel. Tendré que acostumbrarme a vivir en la cárcel. I'll have to get used to living in prison. Again, you're talking about the concept in prison. I'll have to get used to living in prison. No tardarás mucho en acostumbrarte al clima. No tardarás mucho en acostumbrarte al clima. It won't take you long to get used to the climate. Climate. It won't take you long to get used to the climate. Antes vivíamos en un clima más seco. Antes vivíamos en un clima más seco. We used to live in a drier climate. We used to live in a drier climate. No puedo acostumbrarme a esta humedad. No No puedo acostumbrarme a esta humedad. I can't get used to this humidity. I can't get used to this humidity. Se están acostumbrando el uno a la otra. Se están acostumbrando el uno a la otra. They're getting used to each other. They're getting used to each other. Yo antes hacía las cosas de un modo diferente. Yo antes hacía las cosas de un modo diferente. I used to do things, not the things. I used to do things in a different way. Different. Spelled different, but you can pronounce it different. Pero ya me estoy acostumbrando a tu manera. Pero ya me estoy acostumbrando a tu manera. But I'm already getting used to your way. Your way. But I'm already getting used to your way. Make sure you close your mouth for that I'm. But I'm already getting used to your way. Se tarda bastante en acostumbrarse a mi estilo. Se tarda bastante en acostumbrarse a mi estilo. It takes quite a while to get used to my style. It takes quite a while to get used to my style. That's it for today, folks. Have a great day and see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Baugan, ha creado un campamento de verano